Investment flash.
Peace deal overnight. Oil's sliding, long bonds are waking up, and tech just ripped in the S&P. That's your Tuesday morning. Let's get into it.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 16th, New York edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
And Gerald, who is just wondering how many times we can say disinflation before lunch.
As many as it takes, buddy. Look at the signals. The Iran peace deal is the real deal. Bloomberg's tying it directly to an inflation peak. Oil fund down 21% from its 52-week high. Long duration treasuries at 52-week lows.
Yeah, but Tom, the deal's fragile. One bad headline and the oil fund snaps back. And the long bond ETF at a 52-week low? That's not cheap. That's a warning.
Hold on, Gerald, that's exactly the point of the barbell in our view. You long duration bonds for disinflation, short the oil fund for peace, and long gold for when it falls apart. It's not about picking one outcome.
Exactly. And Gerald, your sell call on the oil fund from yesterday, USO down another 3.4% last session. That's prescient.
To be fair, the momentum was already pointing lower, 21% off the high. Peace deal or not, the trend was your friend.
And on that gold point, FT Markets has the most original take today. Central banks repatriating gold is a structural shift, not just a trade. De-dollarization, sanctions, declining trust, that's a long-term bid.
Right, and the gold ETF is still 22% below its 52-week high. If central banks are moving physical bars, that demand isn't showing up in ETF flows yet. Room to run.
Slow moving, though. The repatriation thesis will take years to fully price. Don't expect it to pop overnight like an AI partnership.
Speaking of, Nikkei Asia's got Foxconn and Schneider Electric teaming up on AI data center equipment. Servers, power, cooling. That stock's up 8.6% this week.
Wait, 8.6% in a week on a partnership announcement? That's momentum, not value. Gerald, your PE warning light must be flashing.
It's been flashing since 2021. But honestly, Schneider's a quality name, and the data center theme is real. Just don't chase it here.
Only Gerald can turn a chip rally into a PE warning.
I mean, he's not wrong.
All right, speaking of warnings, David Giroux at T. Rowe Price is kicking Tesla out of the Magnificent Seven. MarketWatch quotes him seeing value in healthcare and utilities.
Tesla at 164 times forward earnings, down 7% year to date. I get it, but healthcare and utilities? That's a sleepy rotation.
Sleepy, but the setup is there. The healthcare ETF near a 52-week low. The utilities ETF still below its high. If we're rotating out of overvalued tech, that's where money goes.
And don't forget short-end treasuries. The journal flags the two-year as attractive, with yields falling. The short-term treasury ETF near its high. It's the safe haven that actually pays you.
That's the whole story.
100%.
Exactly.
Safe havens, healthcare, utilities, you two are building a retirement portfolio. Meanwhile, crypto's rotating into altcoins. CoinDesk says XRP funds saw inflows, Bitcoin outflows from the Grayscale Trust. XRP up 12.7% in one session.
12.7% in a day? On fund flow rotation? That's not a thesis. That's a casino.
No, but Gerald, it's pattern. When Bitcoin dominance drops, altcoins run. And the Grayscale Trust is still 48% below its high. That selling pressure isn't done.
Right. So short the Bitcoin Trust, long XRP. But it's stretched. You're chasing.
Chasing is our specialty, apparently.
All right, all right. On the macro side, Asian currencies are under siege. Nikkei reports South Korea and Indonesia restricting derivatives to defend the won and rupiah.
And peace could actually help there. If energy costs come down, those currencies stabilize. That's a second-order effect nobody's pricing.
Which is exactly why our view flags it. the missing piece in the coverage.
Yes, and there's another missing piece, China's energy windfall. Nikkei also says Chinese energy companies from oil to batteries are flagging profit windfalls. BYD is down nearly 14% year-to-date, near a 52-week low.
See, that's a value play I can get behind. But the signal is just watch. Wait for confirmation.
Tom saying wait for confirmation. Somebody mark the calendar.
Fair. I'm learning.
Then there's SpaceX. Bloomberg and MarketWatch both describe the 60% surge since listing as a liquidity phenomenon. Thin float, passive buying. The space ETF is up 17% year-to-date riding it.
So it's a bubble. A beautiful, meme-driven bubble with a rocket engine.
But it's a bubble you can't short easily. The watch signal on the space ETF is right. If SpaceX corrects, it spills over.
And that's the day peace disinflation pivot. AI infrastructure ripping. Defensive rotations, gold structural bid, and crypto casino. The convergence is clear.
But the counterargument, peace is fragile. Bonds are already pricing it. Gold repatriation is a multi-year story. And the equity market is front-running everything.
True, but the signals are still actionable. Long duration bonds, short the oil fund, long gold, the barbell. And nibble on healthcare and short-term bonds.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our take on the flows and the narratives.
And speaking of flows, if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts.
We're back at 7:30 a.m. London time tomorrow for the London edition. Until then, mind the peace headlines.
See you then.